Akiva Eldar is senior political analyst at Israel's Haaretz newspaper. He joins me now. Good morning, Mr. Eldar.
Good morning, Alex.
It's 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks, since the Israeli operation began in the West Bank, yet there's another bombing today in Israel. Is this going to raise questions there about the campaign?
Well, there are so many questions that it's very difficult to know where to start from. But actually, nothing has changed. We had 15 fatalities yesterday and 8 more today. The Palestinians are counting their bodies. And we're still, you know, we're stuck in the same kind of the dance of death. Without Big Daddy coming in and telling the kids to behave, it will go on like this forever.
Big Daddy, you mean the United States?
Of course, Uncle Sam we call it here.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Powell, the Secretary of State, will arrive tomorrow. Is that actually going to change things, do you think?
Well, it depends what kind of mandate he is carrying in his suitcase. If it's the same mandate that General Anthony Zinni offered us, then I'm afraid the results will be more or less the same. You know, we had secretaries coming in and coming out. I remember Christopher and Albright, and even Secretary Baker, without using the American leverage, without being willing to pay some political price domestically, and without using the variety of tools the United States has here, and sending a clear message to both sides. I don't think that he has got any chances to succeed.
What are you suggesting that the U.S. should do? What should Mr. Powell say?
Well, what he should say is, first of all, that it has to be both a political and military solution. One is not enough. If the Palestinians don't get some kind of guarantees, and I mean guarantees, not just words, that the process will end at the next future, in the foreseen future, with some kind of a border, a separation, a Palestinian state, a pulling out of Israeli settlements, you will not get their cooperation in fighting terrorism. Israel cannot do it alone. The United States cannot do it alone. We need Palestinian. You know, we heard a lot about the Israelis removing the infrastructure of terrorism. What we need is infrastructure of goodwill, of hope. And if Powell will just, for instance, say, okay, the United States supports the Saudi or the Arab League's initiative, well, that's not enough because there is no credibility to words anymore. So it has to be, for instance, transferred into a UN Security Council resolution.
But Mr. Eldar, isn't the problem that, or isn't a central problem, that the leadership in Israel simply feels it does not have anyone it can trust in the leadership of the Palestinians?
That's correct, and vice versa. The Palestinians feel that they cannot trust the Israeli leadership. So that's why I'm saying you need third party. So they need someone, both sides, that they can trust. And it's not only the leaders. The Israeli army, the IDF, and the Palestinian Authority that doesn't exist anymore will not be able to pursue security. So what we need now, and this is what I was going to say, next what Powell needs to offer is some kind of foreign troops, of multilateral force, the kind of forces we have in Sinai or in on the Golan Heights and we used to have in Lebanon. And I'm not talking about a dozen or two inspectors. We will need a credible force that will be even willing to take some casualties.
Mr. Eldar, thank you for speaking with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Akiva Eldar is senior political analyst at Israel's Haaretz newspaper.